French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been criticized for expelling hundreds of Roma from France this summer, and critics say his new immigration bill is harsh and discriminatory. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley, an American living in Paris, recently had a brush with French immigration and sent this essay.
It's not often that you get to experience the world you've been reporting on from the inside. But during these days of crackdowns and deportations, I had some of my own immigration problems. For reasons that I won't bother going into, my visa expired and I became illegal. Because of the lapse, I had to start all over again in applying for my permit to live in France. And that's how I found myself one sunny October afternoon in a room full of foreigners at the Paris Prefecture of Police. I looked around the room at the sampling of people from across the globe. A young Russian mother shushed her sassy toddler. A couple from Southeast Asia hugged a cooing baby. To get this far, we had all provided a slew of paperwork, including birth certificates, school diplomas, job contracts, and apartment leases. After a cheery welcome, we were shown a film about French life, full of happy citizens and beauty shots of the French countryside. We learned the principles of liberty, egality, fraternity, and secularism. One scene showed women working. In France, women don't need permission from husbands, fathers, or brothers to work or do anything else, the narrator reminded us. Many of the personnel who processed us were immigrants themselves. I was led into a small office where a cheerful-faced woman held my file in her hand. "We're the same age," she told me. Looking at my birth certificate, she asked if Madison, Wisconsin was the Madison from the bridges of Madison County. We were soon talking about how much we had both cried watching the movie. The immigration officer, whose name was Victoria, told me she had met a Frenchman in her native China 20 years ago. She, too, was raising children in an adopted land. Victoria said she was happy in France, but it was still very hard sometimes. Despite the recent uproar over the treatment of Roma, France remains a beacon for immigrants and a nation built on immigration. France accepts the highest number of asylum seekers after the U.S., and a quarter of French citizens has a foreign-born parent or grandparent, just like President Sarkozy. Today, newcomers must learn French and are obliged to sign a contract swearing they'll uphold the values of the French Republic. And immigrants can be required to take instruction in certain topics. For those whose language skills are lacking, the state pays for 280 hours of French lessons. Not a bad deal. The one course no one gets out of is a full day learning about French civics. Mine is in November, and this being France, a hot lunch is included.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. This is NPR News.